If that theme song sounds familiar to you, you must love Robert Redford and Meryl Streep and Out of Africa, one of my favorite movies. And of course, we just lost Robert Redford a couple weeks ago. Joining us, we've got Sandy Max from Sunday What's on Tap. And guess what, Sandy?
What?
Well, of course, I went on the trip to Tanzania.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's fabulous. Haven't even been home 24 hours, by the way. So if I sound a little out of it, guess what? Before that, my husband and I went to Kenya for a couple days, and we visited Nairobi, which is where the actual home that Karen Blixen lived in with her husband, the little farm in Africa. And it is there. And as a matter of fact, I believe Isaac, on our slideshow here, if you text the word to our Siding Unlimited talk and text line at 855-616-1620, text the word WATCH, W-A-T-C-H, in capital letters. You can see some of the pictures I took there. But I didn't realize that the film Out of Africa was actually filmed in its entirety right there on the farm where Karen Blixen went with her husband in the early part of the 20th century to grow coffee, which, by the way, you can't grow in that part of the country, which they found out if you've seen the movie. And we were able to go inside the house. And if you've seen the movie, you'll recognize it. They wouldn't let us take pictures of inside the house.
That happened when I went to Highclere Castle for Downton Abbey. It crushed me.
It had some of Karen Blixen's original furniture that was there when she lived there. It was amazing. And they had things arranged exactly how she sat, and they showed pictures of her.
Truly stepping back into history.
Wait, there was one room. We got to go into the bedroom where, remember the story, her amour, the Dennis, the character played by Robert Redford, this was his actual bedroom. And in that closet, they had costumes that Robert Redford and Meryl Streep wore, including the boots. I got to tell you, Meryl Streep's a little teeny tiny thing. and of course, then they had a lot of pictures from the actual film there. But it just makes me want to see that movie again.
Well, and it's worth revisiting because that is a film that won 7 Oscars. And you played the music. Oscar-winning music, won Best Picture. Sidney Pollack won for Best Director, Best Cinematography. So I have to think that's one of the reasons you fell in love with this film and wanted to go to Africa when you see the beautiful scenery and the love story.
Well, the bonus was I've always wanted to go to Africa to see the animals. Hello. And by the way, if you've been checking us out on our stream this morning, and I think Isaac still is running some of those pictures of the elephants and the giraffes and the lions. And by the way, if you get to the lion picture, I've got 2-week-old lion cubs with their mother, and it's a video. And that's one of the things that's on the stream that Isaac is sharing with you right now. If you text the word WATCH, all in capital letters.
It's like W-A-T-C-H. A nature special on the YouTube live stream.
I feel like I'm a little bit National Geographic this morning.
It's better than seeing me in a baseball cap.
And this little iPhone, let me tell you, there are literally thousands of pictures that I took on this thing during this trip.
What
it was
a treasure
just
trove.
Amazing. It was an amazing
I'm so
time.
Glad for you. I'm so glad that it was all, because you were so excited about it before you left and had
list.
Such great plans. And so I'm glad that it lived up to everything that you wanted it to be.
Even more than you can imagine. And, you know, anybody who's got that on their bucket list, all I can say is go.
That's
because
fantastic.
It will change your life. And I haven't even talked about the people. I mean, that's a whole other show. We talk about the people that I met along the way who live in, you know, the people who are from Tanzania and from Kenya, and what wonderful people they are.
Well, gives us
and the stories I have to share. And I've got cultural things. I've got so much. You know what? If you want to see it, I'm posting it all on my personal Facebook page.
I think you should do a travel blog. You should just do a travel podcast. Just tell your
stories.
Well,
if you look at my Facebook page, it's pretty much that. And I'm still posting things that will be going on for the next couple of weeks. But there are other things going on, and it is the holidays. I mean, we're kind of now, what, tell me, because I've lost track. I left before Halloween. We're close to Thanksgiving now,
we
right?
We are, and I just heard your conversation with Dr. Paul Trebian.
Oh, love him.
At 1 o'clock, Dr. Paul Trebian and Sai Ino, who represents Japanese customs.
Oh.
She's lovely. And Gina Jorgensen, who, believe it or not, is a traditional Italian dancer. There's the Gina Scortino. We'll be here talking about even more previews of what to expect at Holiday Folk Fair. That is already next weekend. On Thursday, we have the downtown holiday lights. On Friday, Deer District lights up the tree. So we are just about to turn the corner to fully embrace the holiday season. So I will be updating you on what's on tap for those holiday events.
Well, we definitely want to hear that. And if you, will you know Dr. Paul Trebbion?
Yes.
He is such a fascinating individual.
A wealth of information and is very kind and is like a guide, is glad to share with you about his Alaskan Native American heritage.
And let me just share with you about that, because I talked with him at depth on a WTMJ conversation about his experience growing up in Alaska as a member of the Tlingit tribe, mm-hmm. and how immersed in nature the Native Americans are. And that's what you find in Africa among the people that you meet, is these natural wonders that, you know, we go there and we see them once in our life and we're in awe for the rest of our lives about it. They grew up with it and they are so in touch with nature. And the things that they see that we don't see, that if you listen carefully and you listen to their advice, you are able to get that same experience. And it's just amazing. But if you do go to the Holiday Folk Fair, definitely ask Dr. Paul Trebbion about his experiences growing up in Alaska. Ask him the bear story.
Well,
ask him about the bear.
Okay,
it's
I will ask him
story.
About the bear. And also, I have to think, so many countries of the world are represented at Holiday Folk Fair International. You will find African countries there.
Yes.
And African food to sample.
Oh, wait until you try some of that African food. It is tasty. Sandy, I know you came in special this morning. I'm sorry I kind of took over your time.
Oh, no. I wanted to hear all about it. This is wonderful. What a fun connection to Out of Africa. And by the way, the woman who wrote Out of Africa, her dad spent time in northern Wisconsin in the early 1870s and lived with some Chippewa Indians.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So isn't it funny? Like, you can
everything
find a Wisconsin,
connection. Sandy Max, we will be listening this week to What's on Tap. Thanks so much for coming in this
Thanks,
morning.
Libby.
I appreciate
Welcome
it.
Welcome back.
Thank you.